for my child, I'm going to wrap my presence around you. I'm going to bring security and peace and strength in the innermost parts of your being. You are so sold out for the Lord. You have such a desire to just serve the Lord. You wake up in the morning happy. Hallelujah. You've found a place of real rest in the Lord. And yet at the same time, you felt really challenged at times to move forward and to succeed in various things that you have had a desire to do. It's almost like a team of wild horses are trying to hold you back, but the Lord breaks that. And he wants you to stop belittling yourself and stop hesitating, but to move forward and to grab a hold of the promises of the Lord and understand that God's for you and not against you, and that he's going to cause you to prosper way beyond what you've even set up for yourself. You're the type of person, you're so tender-hearted, you're a good friend, you're a faithful, loyal friend, you're always there to help others. And sometimes you failed to see the strength of the Lord in your own life, but the Lord wants you to know he's invested in you, you've allowed him to invest in you, and he's going to use you for his glory, hallelujah, and you're going to succeed. There's no such thing as failure on your life. You're going to succeed and go beyond even what you hope to do. Hallelujah. Oh, and visiting the foreign field. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doors of opportunity are opening, have opened, will continue to open. And you're going to just be someone that's going to spend your life. You won't be in one particular place for like 20 years type of thing, but you will be one that will go in and be a strength and an encouragement. Hallelujah. You're not afraid of work. You're not afraid of rolling up your sleeves and getting right in there. Hallelujah. And God is going to use you mightily even on foreign fields.
No, says the Lord, in this next season, you're going to hear my voice like never before. There shall be seasons, especially on the field, where you shall hear my voice audibly. So I would have you to begin to train yourself in the spirit realm, to pay attention and to learn how the moving of the spirit goes. For I'm going to speak to you loud and clear. You have said, Lord, I want a discerning spirit. I want to know your voice. I don't want to question. I want to know clearly when it's you and when it's not. I'm going to open up your spiritual ears, says the Lord. You're going to hear my voice. You're going to see me move. I'm going to open your spiritual eyes. And know this, says the Lord. I'm going to cause an anointing to be upon your hands, a prospering anointing. And that which you touch shall prosper. When you bring supplies, they'll multiply. When they're bring, you know, I'm not calling you. I don't know if you know who Heidi Baker is. Heidi Baker is a woman that when she needs supply, it's there. She speaks to things and they multiply. And as you grow older and mature in the Lord and that faith of God develops in you, you're going to have an anointing for multiplication that's on your life. Now, in order to do that, God's going to train you to learn to walk in faith. But know this with an assurity, I will make room for you. I will give you all that you need, and lack should not be in your vocabulary, says the Lord. Learn to have a positive declaration, and know that I will meet every need, even in the financial crisis for education. Now, says the Lord, I'm going to meet the need and open the door. Continue to get your education, for I will even use that for my glory, says the Lord.
I'm not going to work with them anymore. Sit, Steve Rita, it's over.
I'm glad I was right, brother.
It's over. There's so much that stirred in my spirit. The education piece, God wants you to get your education. You will get it, and it will be in the field that you want, and it doesn't matter what it costs. The cost should not be prohibitive. That's not the issue. The Lord would say it is not the issue. What has to become the issue for you is just what my sister said. You really have to get yourself in the Word. And God, the gift of faith resides in you. The gift of faith resides in you. As you spend time with the Lord, as you spend time in the Word of God, as you spend time with these in this house, you will learn and begin to understand how to release your faith and how to speak that creative word and how to call money in to pay the tuition and the books and whatever. And, you know, and then when it's time to step away from school and go to the mission field and work it, the Lord said to me that any arena that you want to move in is open to you. It's any arena. And if you want to move in all of them, then all of them are open to you. You need to understand that the Father says you have a blank check. I've been praying for that for 25 years. Please understand that what begins to fall from your lips will begin to grow in the garden of your life. It is critical. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for the privilege it is to have Patty in this house. And I thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have in standing with her and watching the Lord work in her life. Lord, I thank you for the gifts and the talents that you've given her, for the word that you've spoken over her this night. And I ask, Lord, that you would seal it, that you would cause it to work into her heart. And Lord, I ask that you would bless her richly. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.